Yes, it is. The weather is gorgeous here, and I hope it's gorgeous everywhere across the nation this morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, God. We give you thanks and exalt you. For you, Lord, are good and your love endures forever. You are our strength and our song. You, Jesus, have become our salvation. We praise you for giving us the Master's Call and our founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We thank you for giving us our Artist International and Artist Life family business and the Diaz de Leon family, the kings of artists and every distributor and customer we interact with. Let them feel your love and peace and joy as you bless them today. We thank you for every Master's Call family, every speaker and listener, and the body of Christ. Holy Spirit, you are our wonderful counselor. Open up our spiritual ears and hearts to listen and receive what you have for each and every one of us today. We thank you that your word does not return to you empty, but accomplishes what you desire and achieve the purpose for which you sent it. So for your kingdom, your glory, and your power, we pray in King Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, my TMC family, my name is Rebecca Thomas, greeting you with Jesus' joy and abundance. And it's just wonderful to have you on this Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you, Minister Rebecca, for greeting and seating the people and opening us up with prayer. And I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunication Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather together each morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, which means we are quickly approaching our sixth anniversary. And this call was founded by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know affectionately as Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and if you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085. Access code 957-677 pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call to the current day, and you can listen to those playbacks by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's themasters with an S, call.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord stored up in your belly, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. immediately following this call is the MMC call, the new morning motivational call. And this call is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artist International, now under the umbrella of Artist Life. This call keeps us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. That's 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Calling all Artist Life distributors, the 2016 Artist Evolution Conference is October 21st through the 23rd in Miami, Florida. Please check your back office for registration information. There will be a church service on Sunday, and if you are feeling led to volunteer or participate, please email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. So now I'm going to get out of the way so that this beautiful and amazing woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room, can come forth and bless us. Today's speaker is none other than our very own Evangelist Wanda Walker. Evangelist Wanda Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerron Lawry, the senior pastor of the church. She was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion in 1994, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda is currently a member and serves as an ordained minister. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 1990s. She has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Walker has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary. She is also an assistant Sunday school teacher at Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church. Evangelist Wanda has a call on her life to preach and teach the gospel of responsibility of Jesus Christ. She also has been a speaker at Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church and various other churches in the Chicago area, as well as annual revival held in Gary, Indiana. She's received a certificate from the School of Prophets from New Global Destiny International World Vision Ministry in 2010. Evangelist Wanda also received a certificate in intercessory prayer and biblical studies. Evangelist Wanda is also an Artist Life distributor in Chicago, Illinois. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Evangelist Wanda. Evangelist Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai.
The floor is yours.
God bless you. And God bless you as well, Minister Rebecca. And I'm so happy for what the Lord is doing in your life. God bless you. And God bless my TMC family, as well as Pastor V and Dr. PK. Thank God for the both of you. It would not be a TMC call had it not been for you all, as well as the Diaz de Leon family. Thank God for them as well. Now let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you so much for all that you've done, what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. I will decrease, but you increase. Speak through my lips of clay in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, my sisters and brothers, we're going to go to Matthew, the 12th chapter and the 34th verse, 34b, which reads, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And then we're going to go to Matthew, the 15th chapter, the 17th to the 20th verse. And it reads, "Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Now we're going to go back to the 19th verse. And it reads, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." How many of you all know that you could have an evil thought in your heart and another person wouldn't even know you had it? You could be telling somebody you love them, and at the same time, you can be saying evil things about them. You can think it in your heart. That's why the Lord said, "The heart above all is desperately wicked. Who can know it but him?" You know, one thing I hate about a person, and that is being phony. Either you like me or you don't. You know, a person, when they come and they tell you that they love you, and I mean, they really act like they love you. They saying they love you. But then out of their mouth, you hear something else. You hear something like, "I really don't like you," you know, or "I'm just teasing." No, you're not teasing. That was in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It was this lady that I've been knowing for a long time. She's been acting like she's been really for me, but she starts speaking out of her heart things I never thought she would say. And I began to think about that. I said, you know, this been in her heart. This is how she really feels. It's just coming out now. So, you know, we have to really watch our hearts. We have to be careful. We have to know that nothing is evil in our hearts. Not saying that evil thoughts don't come, because the devil is always going to do his job. But we have to guard our hearts. We have to make sure that we have a pure heart, because that's the only way we're going to see God. And when those evil thoughts come, we have to cast them down. And if that's in our heart, we have to ask the Lord to fix our hearts. Get our hearts right. I don't want nothing in my heart that is not pleasing to the Lord. I want to be able to please him. I want to think good things about people. I want to think about what's ahead, my future. I want to be able to know that things are going to work out, no matter how it looks or no matter how it seems. It's going to work out. No matter what Betty did, no matter what John did, I still want to be able to have good thoughts. So when those evil thoughts come to my mind, I want to be able to cast them down and say, no, I'm not going to think this about my sister. Maybe she's in a bad mood today. Maybe the enemy has, something has happened, and, you know, she don't want to talk about it. Or no, whatever the case is, I'm not going to think those evil thoughts. I'm going to cast them down. What's in your heart comes from your mouth, is my title. What's in your heart comes from your mouth, because if it's in your heart, you're going to speak it out, and you need to be speaking good things. Evil thoughts, hatred, the heart. The heart is the part that feels, loves, hates, and desires. It's the seat of one's inmost thoughts and secret feelings, the soul and the mind. The heart, not the heart that pumps the blood. That's not the heart I'm talking about. I'm talking about the heart that feels, that's able to feel how you feel. The heart that is able to love for real, not just by word, but in deed as well. The heart that is not going to hate, but show love, not going to think evil about your sister or your brother, but going to show love. In our hearts, there's desires, things that we want. I know there's things that I want God to do for me. There's things I want God to do for others. It's the desire in my heart. It's what I want. But when the evil thoughts come towards somebody that has done me wrong, I say, Lord, devil, you a liar. I cast this down. Lord, I'm not going to think about my sister in that way. Help me, Lord. Yes, she did this, she did that, but Lord, help me. I don't want those thoughts. Evil thoughts comes from your heart. It's not our hands that's unclean, which we do need to wash our hands. We know we need to wash our hands because there's germs. There's germs everywhere. So we have to wash our hands, but we want our heart pure. We want to pure heart. We want to think good things and lovely things about people. Also, what comes out the heart is murder. You know, you can want to kill somebody. People, they doing it every day. They're murdering people with guns, and it's not just the gun. It's your mouth. You can say something about somebody that will really hurt them, and it'll stay there. If they're not strong enough to cast it down, you can hurt them with your tongue. Don't murder them with your tongue. Love them. It's time for us to show love like never before. Because if the body of Christ don't show it, who's going to show it to us? The world certainly not. At least some of them won't. Some of them will show you love, and they don't know Jesus. But they'll show you love. They'll be kind to you. We want to think good things. We don't want to murder nobody with our tongues. Of course, we really don't want to murder nobody with no gun, so we're not going to do that. But we don't want to murder nobody. We want to always be able to say good things about somebody, lovely things, pure things. If we can't say anything good, let's not say anything at all. And let's look at something is good about them. Something we would be able to say that is pleasing in the Lord's sight and that would lift them up and encourage them, because we need that. We need each other. We can get beat down in the world, but we need our brothers and our sisters to lift us up and encourage us. And adulteries, oh my God, that's not in the body of Christ. Really? Oh, really? Adulteries. I don't see, you know, I've never seen so many women and men trying to talk to married people. And you're supposed to be saved. You've got to be a churchgoer because you should have some type of conviction trying to talk to somebody else's husband or wife, and they marry, and you think you're going to marry them. That's not God. You sleeping around. That's not God. God do not want us to commit adultery. Lord, help. Help the body of Christ. Help your people, Lord. Help the churchgoers. And then fornication. You know you're not married, so you shouldn't be sleeping around. Don't sleep around. Ask the Lord to help you. You have a problem. All of us have something we got to contend with, but we got to ask the Lord to help us. So you ask him to help you, and he'll help you. He'll bless you with a husband. He'll bless you with a wife. We don't want to fornicate in the body of Christ. And thieves. We don't want to be thieves. We don't want to steal. God is blessing us. He will supply our needs. Everything that we need, he will give it to us. He said he will grant us the desires of our heart if we delight ourselves in him. He said he will supply all our needs. If he said it, that settles it. He's going to do it. He's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, that's it. It's a done deal. It will happen. We don't have to steal from nobody. We don't have to be no thief. Because the thief is the devil, is of the devil. The thief, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job, and he does his job. And so we're going to do our job by not being a thief, by not stealing. False witnesses. Don't be no false witness. Do not be a false witness. Tell the truth. Be truthful. Don't blaspheme. Speaking evil. Don't do that. That is not God. God don't want us to do that. And he said he will not forgive us if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. Don't be that way. Have a heart of love, a peace, kindness. Let good things come out of your mouth. Don't be a person that let these things defile you. That's what defiles you. Not what goes in your stomach and you eliminate, but what comes out of your mouth. That's what proceeds out of the heart. Don't let the evil thoughts and the murders and the adulteries, the fornications, the thieves and the false witness, the blasphemes, don't let them find you. Don't be defiled, unholy, and unclean. Don't be that way. Allow God to have total reign in your life. Ask him to search your heart. Purify your heart. He said only the pure in heart was going to see him. So we want to have a pure heart. We want to have a clean heart. We want God to have his way in our hearts. We want to plead the blood over our hearts, over our thoughts, if we're thinking something that is not pleasing in his sight. We want him to help us because we want to make it in. We want to see Jesus. We want to see him face to face. So let's ask God to search our hearts. Let's say, Lord, whatever's in our heart that is not like you, please take it out. Search our hearts. If something is there, with the ear, you're going to hear. With the ear, you will hear. What's in the heart? So it's the ear, you hear, you will hear. What's in the heart? So examine yourself and make sure that what's in your heart, what's going to come out your mouth, will be love towards your brethren. God loves you, and I love you too. God bless you. Back in the hands of our host.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for helping us to do that heart check. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. We just want to magnify and glorify your name. We say thank you for the woman of God who just helped us do a heart check, Lord. Father God, just continue to touch her life and her family. Give her the desires of her heart, O Heavenly Father. Father, may everything that she touched multiply a hundredfold, O God. Father God, we thank you for the two women of God whose yes founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, you know every need spoken and unspoken. And we thank you that you continue to minister to their needs, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family and Artist International, Artist Life. We ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around it, O Heavenly Father. Father, that the company continues to grow the way you desire it to grow, O God, knowing that we are dealing with faith, family, and lifestyle, O Lord. Father, that the products continue to be a help to the masses, O Lord. We ask that as we continue to do your will, that you continue to lead and guide us, be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Father God, sickness and disease are named, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. We submit and surrender it all to you, O Heavenly Father. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you because we know that without you we would be in such horrible places. Lord, we want to magnify your name at all times. We want everything that we think, do, or say to glorify you, O God. So as you continue to lead us, O Heavenly Father, as you continue to touch each person on this line, as you continue to be that ever-present help for those who are grieving, Lord, that comfort, that peace that passes all understanding, we just ask that you continue to be our all in all, that you continue to help us to surrender and do those heart checks when necessary. Lord, we ask that you just continue to be our God all by yourself. So, Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, and we honor you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, again, if you want to listen to today's call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday, which is hosted by Dee Lee, and today's guest speaker is Tunde Breaker, and he is going to be talking about the mission of increasing the awareness of male breast cancer and associated health issues. So today is a men's health call. Again, we are so thankful that you've joined us, and we know that the Evolution Conference is October 21st through the 23rd in Miami, Florida, and see your back office for more information. So now I'm going to move out of the way and tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. But before I do, remember there is a Sunday service at the Evolution Conference. If you want to serve, volunteer, or participate, please email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. Now, we just hope that you have a great day and that you continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Minister Wanda, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Kai. With the ear, you will hear what's in the heart. What's in the heart comes from the mouth. God bless you all and have a blessed day. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.